Let's take a listen back. You remember this moment, Saul?
And why don't we do one more?
One more.
I didn't say anything yet. Hey.
Is it for someone else?
Yeah, Iverson for Cillian. I love you more than anything in this world. Would you do me the honor of letting me be your husband?
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's perfect.
So when was that? That was back, was that November, December? When did you propose?
Doesn't ring a bell. I don't even remember. that was Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Salt proposed to his then-girlfriend, Sarah. They are now technically married, but the ceremony is coming up.
Well, we're doing the big ceremony.
Right,
we eloped back in the end of March.
Right.
And right now, we're in it. It's under a month away.
I love how he rubs his eyes like, yeah, we're in it.
No, because when you talk about this wedding, it's just... it's crazy. We wanted something simple, and that's what we're trying to do, but just all the crazy little details that you got to deal with. And right now, the biggest pain in the butt are people who have not gotten back to us with the invites. I don't care if you're coming. Just tell me yes or no. That's all I need to know, because I got to get numbers to the caterer. Mm-hmm. I got to get numbers to the venue. I got to get all of this stuff. I got to know if you're eating chicken or fish or vegetarian. We've given you options.
Did Kennedy?
Oh, no, not chicken. I mean prime rib.
Kennedy fish. RSVP?
Kennedy was one of the first. Annie, she used Dan, Mike Morgan.
Producer Mike, did you RSVP?
Hell yeah, it said prime rib.
Yeah.
I haven't put down on bringing my wife.
Everybody has, everybody on the show has RSVP'd, except for Carson.
What?
Can I have his prime rib?
Let's put it.
And okay. And look, I know I was being a jerk about this by addressing the envelope for you and stamping it and doing all of that.
The envelope is already stamped and addressed.
I was so presumptuous, making it literally you just have to put a check mark next to something. I'm sorry to put you out, sir.
I want to apologize on behalf of my wife. She is the worst. My wife.
Oh, this is her?
Yep. My wife said she would take care of it, that she would put it in the mail. She filled out what we were having. I never even saw the invitation. I heard they were beautiful. I never saw them. You gave it to me.
I handed it right to you.
But it was in the envelope.
I handed the invitation to you.
But I am irresponsible, so I gave it to the responsible person in my relationship, which is my wife, Lana.
Oh, my God.
And she said, and you know what she said to me, Salt? I'll take care of it.
Do you know how many people have not responded to my wedding out of all of the invites, Mike?
37.
No. Two.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You're the two.
Yikes. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Can I just clarify one thing, because my wife's listening and texting me?
Yeah. Right.
When I said I even invited my wife, or I'm bringing my wife, I meant so I can eat her prime rib, not like I'm just bringing her out for once. I just want all the prime rib.
No other stragglers, except for the guy I literally sit next to every day.
Sorry about that. By the way, we will be there.
Unless it's in the mail, it don't count.
Mm. Well, I handed it to you. That doesn't count.
That's not
I don't
mail.
Know what you're talking about.
I handed it to you.
I don't know what's
We're staying at a lovely campground right near where you're getting married.
You might be having some vegetarian meal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.